The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the Gallagher brothers are not content to let sleeping dogs lie, it seems, teasing a possible reunion announcement tomorrow on social media. But why did Oasis split in the first place? And how fraught were the tensions between Liam and Noel? Well, music journalist Pat Carthy joins me now. Pat, you're of a certain age, like myself. I have to ask you, are you Blur or Oasis?
Can you be both? Is it okay to like oysters and snails? Is that
okay? I'm not sure.
I mean, it was. You're right. I am. That's very kind of you to put it like that. A certain age.
As am I.
That's correct. And I was there. I saw Oasis support. I think first time I saw them support REM in Slane, which would have been 95.
Wow.
And then I saw them on their own in Porky Cueve in 96, which would have been the What's the Story tour. And they were phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was very exciting. I was in my early 20s at the time, so I was just the right age, I think, yeah.
I haven't been more excited about a music story since I don't know when. I don't care where they are. I will definitely try and go.
You're not the only one. Look at all these papers I have in front of me. It's only a rumour. It's only a rumour. And it's on the cover of every paper. And it was in the papers yesterday. I had a story in the paper yesterday. It was pushed aside because suddenly Oasis had announced. They hadn't announced anything.
Yeah, they still haven't announced anything. And don't like wreck it all now. Don't tell me that you don't believe that something's going to happen.
I've always thought they'd get back together.
Yes, yeah, so did I.
And so if it's not, I think where all this comes from is there was some social media posts that had tomorrow's date on them at 8 a.m.
That's right.
And that's all they said. So people are assuming that it's...
But what else could it be? Like the anniversary of an album or something?
Well, next year is the anniversary of the second album, What's the Story, Morning Glory. So if they're ever going to get back together, that's when it would suit it. Could it be something as simple as a reissue of that? Hopefully not. I think it'll happen eventually. So if it's not tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, now an awful lot of people are very excited, including myself. If it's not tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
For several reasons, it's going to happen eventually.
And why they split and the big row and them walking off stage and all that's kind of well-versed. But I really wanted to look at what's happened in the meantime with the two lads. And sibling rivalry is a very kind way of putting some extreme sibling rivalry. But Noel has always been the one who kind of doesn't want to get back together. Liam has always seemed a bit like, please, sure, let's just...
Well, I suppose you could look at it. Noel was the guy who wrote all the songs, wrote all the big songs. So he'd be the one with more money in the bank.
Mm.
Now, he was divorced last year. And obviously this isn't public knowledge what it cost him, but sure, it would have cost him a few bob because these things always do. So maybe that was part of it. Also, I think in the last year, just this year, Liam has toured as a 30th anniversary of the first album, Definitely Maybe. And I went to see it here in the Three Arena. And he was fantastic. And he had, they played through all the album. And you see, he can do that because
he can sing all those songs.
He's the sound of it.
Whereas
Noel, I saw Noel last year and he was great as well. But he can't do that because
the back catalogue is geared towards Liam. It is.
Yeah.
And in fairness, some of the interviews that Noel Gallagher has done, he readily accepts that Liam is better at that type of thing. But the guitar, the lyric, the construct of the music, that's all Noel really.
It is, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. He has said, for years in interviews, he said, they were slagging each other off. And then very recently, and in the last couple of weeks, there was some interviews around the anniversary of that album. And he said, He said, I could sing those songs and they'd sound good. But when Liam sings them, they sound great. I think he compared the two of them to drinks. He says, I'm like half a pint of Guinness on a Tuesday afternoon. It's nice. It's a good idea. But Liam's voice is like 10 shots of tequila on a Friday night. So this is how he was putting it. And he's got a point, really, And it doesn't work without. It works more without Liam, but it'll work better with the two of them.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing is the motivation around this.
Money.
We have to talk about money. So some of the papers that you have in front of you, they're speculating that 10 nights in Wembley Arena could, like, nearly a half a billion between them this could rack up.
Yeah, I mean, when they played Nebworth in 96, they played two nights and the crowd both nights was 125,000, so 250,000. But there was 2.5 million application for tickets, so they could have played whatever day is 20, I'm not great with the maths, 20 nights, something like that. So I think 10 nights at Wembley, yeah, I think they could do it. Well, like, Taylor Swift did 8.
Mm.
So there's probably some sort of thing, they're probably also looking at that, like Taylor Swift turning herself into one of the major economies of the world over the last couple of years and thinking, God, we could have a couple of slices of that, you know. Well,
if they can remain talking after 10 nights.
If you buy a ticket, if say the tickets go on sale tomorrow. Say they announce tomorrow and we're all delighted.
Yep.
Tickets on sale Friday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Ticketmaster computer has a meltdown on Friday morning. The tickets are God knows how much. 400 quid a piece. Who cares? People will buy them anyway. And everybody's delighted and they're playing in Slane or Croke Park, whatever it is, next year. Then you have to keep your fingers crossed they don't have a row in the next 12 months.
Exactly. Well, you know? Contractually obliged to turn up for half a billion.
Sure,
you might.
About that, you know?
Pat, well, you mentioned Slane there, like, you know.
I know, guessing there.
I know you have no insights, but it was funny. I mean, you can become very suspicious about social media. But this little video of Noel started popping up over the last couple of weeks about, you know, he was being interviewed at a soccer stadium and he was like, I'm not English, I'm Irish. And so, anyway, I'm putting two and two together and coming up with half a billion. Like, what? Like, it would be rude not to come to Ireland.
I know. If they play, they'll be here.
Don't think I should go for the Wembley tickets? Just wait.
Well, I mean,
I think
that'd be a great. I think the one to go to maybe would be Manchester, their hometown. But if they've always talked about that, considering as Irish, their mother and father is Irish. Peggy is. I read in this paper in front of me. Peggy
must
is 81 now, and she said, "Listen, I'd love to see my sons work it out." She didn't say, that's all she said. So maybe that's part of it. They want to, who doesn't want to please their ma?
Mm.
Maybe that's part of it. But they've always considered themselves Irish. Any time they've done a tour at all, right from the start, they played here. Someone showed me a ticket yesterday from the Tivoli Theatre, which is gone now, of course, not too far from where we're sitting now. And they played there, I think it was 95, would have been their first time in Ireland. 650 to get into it.
Well, it won't be 650.
No, it won't be 650. It might be 650, but it won't be 650.
And come here, Pat, tell me this. So, for that younger generation, a little bit younger than you and I, if you're just going to give them a recommendation about what this music is like or why they should listen to it, what would you say?
Well, I'd say to go and see them will be a fantastic. As I say, I've saw them a few times. I was talking to one of your own people this morning who was a huge fan and didn't get a chance because he's a bit young. I would say go and see them. The songs are anthems, and the way they work best, actually, if you're in a big stadium and you've had a few pints and you've got your arms around your best friend and everything and you're shouting that nonsense about Sally Can Wait or whatever the tune might be, that's where they work best.
Yeah, because they have those anthems, don't they? Bono was always striving for the stuff you sing at parties at the end of the night, and somehow you can still remember all the words.
Well, I think the thing, one of the refreshing things about them back in the middle of the 90s was they had that ambition right from the start. They weren't interested in playing upstairs in the Bag It Inn, you know. They were interested in playing in stadiums. And, you know, bands don't really do that anymore, or admit it anyway.
Hmm.
You know, they wanted to be the biggest band in the world from the start, right from when they started. And those songs were purpose-built for it. And, I mean, like, when Liam played here this year, he hadn't even come on stage yet, right, and in the Three Arena, and the place was going bananas. I think there was a clip, Coldplay played Glastonbury last year, and I think before they went on stage, over the PA, they played Don't Look Back in Anger. And there was nearly more people singing for that than there was for the Coldplay songs. You know,
those
songs are just built into people, even if they weren't around when Oasis were doing that, you know.
Well, look, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Pat, is what we'll all be looking out for.
No, I'm not getting up for it.
No, but you'll keep your phone on because I'll have to ring you for some tickets.
I have tickets.
Well, I'm sure if anyone's going to get tickets, it's you.
Can I say quickly that just in case, that just to any editors of newspapers or anything, if you want me to go and review it, lads, you have my phone number.
Well, there you have it. That was music journalist Pat Carthy on the Oasis reunion, which we hope we'll hear all about tomorrow.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.